Okay, let's get into Chagai, the two prakim of Chagai. We now go to a totally different era than we've had in the first nine of the Treyasar. Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi, the last three of the Treyasar, they were all members of the Anshei Knesset HaGadol, of the Rambam, in the beginning of Mishnah Torah. We've mentioned throughout the Shiurim that the members of the Treyasar, many of them were the Baalei HaMesorah. That's what the Rambam has. The Rambam has the list of the Baalei HaMesorah in the Akdamah to Mishnah Torah. Hosea, God, Hosea, and then Amos, and then Yeshayahu, Micha, Yoel, Nachum, Chavakuk, Tzfanya, Yirmiyahu, Baruch, Ezra, Bechulu. So that's it. Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi are not on that list of the Baalei HaMesorah. But the Rambam writes, Beis Dino Shel Ezra, who is one of the Baalei HaMesorah, Heiman Ekrom Achik Nesagadola, these were the men of the Great Assembly. Veheim, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Nehemiah, Ben Chaklia, Mordechai, Zerubbabel. Vaharbe Chachamim Imahem, Tashlum, Meav Eshem Zakenim, 120 rabbis. There was only one group of rabbis, 120. Ha'achron Shemehem, Hu Shimon HaTzadik. He was the last one, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Mishiyari Knesset Gadola, Vehuaya Mechal Hamev Esra Mekibal Torah Shabal Peh, Mikulan, Vehuaya Kohen Gadol Achar Ezra, Vehulu, and then the Rambam continues. But again, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, they were members of the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. They were much later than any of the Nevi'im that we've already had. This, what is Chagai? Chagai is at the time of the beginning of Bayesheni, at the end of the 70 years. As we know, Rashi goes through the dates here that the Yirmiyahu was already gave over the prophecy that after 70 years is going to be Shivat Zion. What was the problem? After 70 years of what? So, after 70 years of Bavel coming onto the scene, so that was 18 years before the Churban, the Bavel came out to the scene 18 years before the Churban. So there was 18-year lapse. And that's why there was a lot of confusion with Belshazzar and the other kings. They thought that Achashverosh, right, they thought that they miscalculated, but that's why they were making a party and they took out the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. But that is what is going on here, that Chagai is giving them chizik. Why? As we'll see, it's not said here, but Rashi and the Abar Benel and the Malbim all talk about that the Persian king had given Bnei Yisrael permission to go build the Beis HaMikdash, and then there was some enemies of the Jews that went and told Koresh that, no, you have to stop them, and it stopped for a number of years. Until now, until the beginning of Chagai, when Chagai says, now it's time. And he tells everyone in the Am, now it's time. The Malbim has a beautiful introduction to this parak, which he said, again, in the end of Tzfanya, if I think we mentioned in the last year or 2 shiurim ago, where he says that throughout history, there were many different times that Mashiach could have come, from the days of Sancheriv. From the days of Sancheriv, and the Jews originally went into Galus, and the Nevi'im started prophesizing about Geula, any of those times, if we would have been Zoche, B'yimei Chizkiyo, B'yimei Yoshiyo, V'kasher Ro'a Hashem, Shimhayu, that those didn't work though. So we were sent into Galus. But when Hashem realized that in Bavel, He had to save us. If we would have been in Bavel any longer, we would have totally not been identified as Zera Avram Avinu, like another moment in Mitzrayim parallel. Shemayu Nisharim Begalus Bavel, Hayu Nitzma'in Bein Ha'akum, Vaya Yotzi Mechlal Adas, Shefar Hisarvu Zera Kodesh Ba'amei Haratzos, like it's discussed in Ezra, Vishachachu Lashonam, Vitarasam, Lochein Paktam Pekida Ma'at, Ayide Koresh, you woke him up. Go build the mikdash. Va'alui mohem ashek nesakadola. V'shavu es ha-Torah. V'es ha-Torah. Liyoshna. But v'daniel, I didn't Daniel see arba malchios. And many neviim saw kizman keitzan eflos rachok ma'od. Says the Malbim, because that was up to us. It was possible we would go through, but if we deserved it, maybe it wouldn't happen. Because the haya efshara shiya az esa geula im hayu shavim b'tshuva shleim al Hashem. V'ya olim kulam kechoma. If we went up, But it didn't happen. It didn't happen. So what happened? He tried to get us back to Eretz Yisrael. First, the allowance to build, and then here, Zarach Lohem Odapam Ora Nevua. The Neviim Achronim Chagai Zachai Malachi. These Neviim were the last chance that we had to really be inspired. Sha'amdu Ba'isahi Vayim Overim Osam Ala Binyid Vala Tshuva Vagilu Lohem Sod Zesh Adavar Tali Biyadim. It's all up to us. Since though we didn't listen, most Jews did not come back for Bayis Sheni. Rachman al-Hassan, imagine, a Navi, like we think it's crazy, a Navi tells us, let's go build the Beis HaMikdash, and most Jews said, it's okay, I'll stay in Galus, I'll stay where I am. Right, it's unfathomable, but we see it in our day, somewhat. We don't have a Navi today, but if there is a possibility to go and to return to the Holy Land, you know, most Jews, many, many Jews still are not interested. One could be interested and find it difficult. Okay, that's one thing. But the days of old, in Babel, they were happy in Babel. Babel was much closer to Eretz Yisrael. And they probably didn't have amazing, amazing comforts. They had some. But that's what the Malbim says. V'achar shelo zachu. That's why the Mikdash Sheni was what it was. Hayah Mikdash Sheni rak Mikdash Arai. Lefi Shah. V'asul Lichar v'adei Romiyim. V'chasru b'hei Dvarim, as we will get to. But that's just some words of introduction related to this. So again, Hashem brought us back because he knew we wouldn't be able to survive without this. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky also describes this in beautiful terms regarding the need for our coming back in Bayis Sheni in order to get a little chizik before we had the long gullus in front of us, because if we wouldn't have come back at all, so then, you know, we wouldn't have been able to survive. Hashem had to give us a little chizik before we had the long gullus in front of us. So here we go. So Bishnash Shtayim LeDaryavish. So in the second year of Daryavish, who was Daryavish? Daryavish, according to Chazal, Rashi quotes it here, was the son of Esther Hamalka, the son of Esther Hamalka, who Daryavish Malach Pras, Shahaya Achar Achashverosh, Umatina Bemedrish, Shebana Banashal Esther Haya, Umekorish Harishon, Aluzru Bavel, Yeshua Mikoina Bavel, Lurushalayim. During the first, the Korish Rishon, when they really originally had the Rishus, they went back and to start building it. But then it got delayed because there were those that Tsare Yehudu Binyamin sent letters to Koresh, right? It's not make them stop, and he made us stop. And now we pick up the story at the end of that delay. Bishnashtayim L'Daryavish, Hamelech Bachodesh Hashishi, V'yomech HaLachodesh, on the first day of Elul, Hayadvar Hashem B'yad Chagai HaNavi. We don't know anything about Chagai. We don't know his shevet. We don't know his father. It just says Chagai. B'yad Chagai HaNavi El Zerubbabel. The Nevuah was said about Zerubbabel. Who was Zerubbabel? The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Zerubbabel was Nehemiah. The Rambam that we just read earlier clearly holds not, right? Because there's two separate people on the list. But he's somebody in the line of Malchus Yehuda. So again, if we would have been Zoche, like the Malim said, Zerubbabel could have been Mashiach. He could have been Melech Mashiach. Zerubbabel ben Sha'altiel, Pachas Yehuda. He was the Pachas Yehuda. What does Pachas Yehuda mean? The leader, the governor, the Radak says, Shalit o Moshel, Kilo Nikru Moshle Bayesheni Malachim. They weren't called kings. Lefisha Hayo Bershus Umos Ha'olam Rubam, because they were under other governments. They weren't independent. They weren't a king. They were a ruler. They were a nitzig. They were a representative. But they weren't a king. Ubeischa, and that's why they're called Pachas. Ubeischa Shmonoi, Vohurdus, Shem Mashalu. What about later on? Right, a couple hundred years later, by the Chanukah story, Lohaya Misheva Yehuda. They weren't from Yehuda, and therefore, the Radak seems to be saying that they weren't kings. They weren't kings. The Rambam, if you remember, the Rambam of Chanukah says, calls them kings. Again, whether they did the right thing or not, that's the famous Ramban on Lo Yatzar Shevet Yehuda in Parshas Vayechi, where he says that the Chashmonaim shouldn't have done what they've done. They should have stepped aside and given over the Malchus to somebody from Yehuda, but almost all the other Rishonim don't mention anything like this. But the Ram, including the Rambam, says, in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, in Perek Gimel, tells the story of Chanukah, Partsuba Pratzos, Vitimu Ataros, Vitsarlem, Lisom Ma'od, Lachas Gadol, Vigavru Bnei Achashmonoi, Akoanim Agdolim, Vahargum Voshio Yisom Yadam, Emidu Melech, Minakoanim. The Rambam uses that Lashon. They appointed a king from the Koanim. The Rambam doesn't seem to say it's wrong. There's probably nobody else. The Chazra, this wasn't trying to be the king of Yehuda, just a king for temporary purposes. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the ultimate Geula. The Chazra Malchus LiYisrael. Yes, Ramatayim Shana, Ad HaChorban HaSheni. And the Malchus returned. The Malchus returned. So the Radak does not say that. The Radak says here that they were leaders. That's what was Pachas Yehuda. Ve'el, so Chagai had the Nevuah that he was supposed to tell over to Zerubbabel, who is the political leader. Ve'el Yehoshua ben Yehotzadak. HaKohen HaGadol Leimar. And who was the Kohen Gadol at the time? Right, these people, Zerubbabel and Yehoshua, already came back earlier. Yehoshua HaKohen HaGadol, Yehoshua ben Yehotzadak. Who was Yehotzadak? Right, that's the answer to a trivia question. He was the last Kohen Gadol in Bayis Rishon. Right, that's a Beferish Pasuk in Divrei HaYamim. Divrei HaYamim Aleph, the last Pasuk in Perek Hei. V'Yehotzadak Halach B'Haglos Hashem Es Yehuda V'Yerushalayim B'Yan Nebuchadnezzar. Yehotzadak, right, he was the... last king, the Navi, the list there, the Psukim list off all the Kohanim, Aaron, Elazar, hold it as Pinchas, Pinchas hold it as Avishua, Avishua hold it as Buki, Uzi, Zerachia, Merayos, it goes through all of the kings, Achituv, right, we know Achituv from the days of Shmuel and Malachim, Tzadok, Achimatz, Azariah, Yochanan, going through all the kings, and the last one was Yehotzadak. So here we get the continuation. Yehoshua was the first Kohen Gadol in Bayis Sheni. Yehoshua ben Yehotzadak HaKohen Gadol Emar. So what does Chagai tell them? Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos Leimar Hashem has told me. Ha'am Azeh Amru Lo Eizbo. Eiz Beis Hashem Lehibanos. The Am is saying we can't. Remember, because years earlier, the permission was rescinded, and therefore they stopped. And since then, they've given up hope. And since they said it's done, okay, we're not going to start. But Chagai is telling them, no, now Hashem says it's the time. And he's a Muchzuk Navi. It's not just saying, let's try to build a base of Mikdash without any backing. No, he's a Navi. And he says, Ace, base, Hashem, lehi banos. Now is the time. Aval Ace Harishon, says Rashi right here. Lohaya Elul Pekidel Malos Tchilas Malchus Bal of Shivim Shana. The original 70 years that they thought, and maybe some of them were depressed about it, that was 70 years from when Bavel took over. But now, it's 70 years since the Churban, and that's what Yirmiyahu HaNavi was referring to. So now it's the time. Vayehi Devar Hashem, Yad Chagai HaNavi Lemar. And Chagai now has another Nevuah. The first one was specifically to Shealtiel and Yehoshua ben Yehotzadak. But now this Nevuah is for the whole Am. Ha'eis lachem atem l'sheves b'vateichem svum. Is it time for you to sit in nice, comfortable houses? V'bayis hazeh charev. Hashem's house is charev. How good is this? Like, reminds us of the puzzle by David HaMelech. Is it right that I'm sitting in a house and Hashem isn't? Kaviyachol? That's exactly what Chagai is saying. What are you doing? You're sitting comfortably in your houses, in your batim svunim, and your house, and Hashem's house, is charev. This is probably where the pasuk that the Klei Yakar got his strong lashon from. If you look in a few places, but I think one of the most compelling is in Dvarim. In Dvarim, on the pasuk Penulachem Safona, the Klei Yakar has biting words. Rabim Omrim, when the pasuk says, Sov Azar Azeh Penulachem Safona. Rabim Omrim Ki Pasuk Zeh No Cave V'Yored Ad Tahom. Many say this pasuk goes to the depths. V'yesh Bo Remez L'Sha'a Uladoros. It has a message for now, and it has a message for generations. And what is it? What's the message? That Jews should go Penulachem Safona. Says the playoff are playing on words, Safona not only north, but Safun hidden. Jews shouldn't be haughty and show off all of their riches. Vinyat Safona Nirali. Dim Yimso Ha'isha Yisraeli. Begalus. Hachel Azeh. Ezel Hatzlacha. Ze'er Sham. If a Jew is successful, Yatminu v'yatzpinu akol b'fnei Esav. Ke'en l'cha uma shemiskanes b'Yisrael kamo Esav. Ki l'daitam akol gzula b'yadam. The Goyim are jealous of us. They want us. They think the Jews own everything. Pnu lachem safona. V'zeh hefich. B'mashi Yisrael osim b'daras halolo b'artzo zoyveyam. Says the Klei Yakar. And here in Prague, what are the Jews doing? What are the Jews doing all over Galus? He says exactly the opposite. Mishiyesh lo mana. Humara es atzmo b'malbushe kavod. Ubatim svunim. There it is. That's the phrase. V'chashuvim ki'ilu ha'ilo kama alafim. If you have 100, you make build a house. That's worth 1,000. U'migarim ha'umos ba'atzmam. And we antagonize the nations. V'over ma'mashenem ha'punu lachem safona. And we violate. U'minag zehu barabas b'nei amenu. This is so common. V'hu ha'misabe v'skol ha'tala asher metzahasnu. It's a cause for so much trouble. V'amaskilim yavinu likach musr. And those who understand will take Musar. And he discusses this also earlier in a number of other places, the beginning of Vayechi. Oh, and it says at the end of Vayigash, Vayachzuba, but here's the pasuk. So he says, Chagai says, what are you sitting in Batim Svunim for? Hashem doesn't have a house. Think about what's been happening. Look at what's been happening the past couple of years, says Chagai. There's been unusual plagues, Dafka here in Eretz Yisrael. Zeratem harbe vahavei ma'at. Acho ve'en lasava, you planted, only a little bit grew. You ate, you weren't satiated. Shaso ve'en lashachra, you drink and it doesn't make you intoxicated. Lavosh ve'en lachomlo, and you're wearing clothes, but it's not warm. Rashi says all of these are related to a specific sin. You eat, it doesn't satiate you because you were mevatel the carbon mincha. You drink, doesn't give you the feeling of shechrus because you mevatel the wine, the nesachim. Clothing, ve'en lachomlo, ba'avon big de kahuna. Right, each of these are related to an aspect of the Beis HaMikdash that is being left now, even though Hashem says, now it's time to build. It's time to build. You have to be into it. You have to be excited for it. And therefore, that's the remez in each of these phrases. You know why it's happening? It's a specific, think about it. It's a specific message HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. If I'm mistaker, if anybody is making a living, mistaker al tzor nakuv. It's like you're making a living, but you have a hole in your wallet. So every time you put money in, so then it just falls right out on the other end. So why do you think this is happening? This is something unusual, right? Think about the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Tainis. Whenever a tzara happens, whenever a challenge, a difficulty happens, it's for a message, for a reason. You can't just say nikra nikres. But that's what seems to be happening. Ko amar Hashem tzvakos, simu levavchem al darkechem. Think about what's happening, says Chagai. Alu hahar vavesem etzu b'no abayis. Go and build the Beis HaMikdash. Get up the mountain, bring wood, and build it. Ve'eretzebo, and I will be so happy. Ve'ikavda, ve'ekavda, and I will be honored in it. Amar Hashem. Says Hashem, there's a Korean exiv here. There's no hey. It's written v'ikaved, and we read it v'ikavda. Right? That extra hey is the remez. It's missing in the word. It's missing. That's why the Gemara in Yuma Darshins, the five, Rashi quotes it, the five items that were missing in Bayis Risha, in Bayis Sheni that were existed in Bayis Risha. Aron, Urim Vitumim, Eish, Shechina, Ruach HaKodesh. The five items, that's the Gemara in Yuma. If you look in the Abarbanel here, it's based on the Marsha also, and that Gemara says it, that there are more than five things that were missing in Bayis Sheni. There were many more than five things. So what does it mean? These five things, says the, let me just find the line in the Abarbanel. Ach amnam ra'ui ladas, shelo levad eila hadvarim chasru shama, ki gam ha-menorah, va-shulchan, v'chol klei ha-mishkan, v'iriyosa, v'krasha, v'shara dvarim sh'asa Moshe b'midbar, v'tzinsenes ha-man, the bottle of man, u'maklu shel an aron stick, v'shemen ha-mishcha, kulam nignizu, it was all hidden, v'lo shavu b'vayisheni, v'hayis v'hayim kedusha nifla, v'hayis zelefi, Shaklei Mishkan Asher Asa Moshe LiYisrael LoHaya Roi SheYishtamshu Behem Biosam Begalus. The second base of Mikdash had a bechina of galus. It didn't have to be. If all of us would have come back and listened to the Nevi'im, so then it would have been the eternal Mikdash. But it wasn't to be because we didn't deserve it. V'lachein Bios Hashvatim Rubam Begalus Shelo Shavu BePekida, because most of the Shvatim stayed, which is unfathomable, right? We would think. But that's what happened. Lo hayaroi sha'osam ha-ma'atim sha'shavu yishtam shavu'am. Right, we just have to know that hopefully it won't happen again. When Mashiach comes, we hope that Am Yisrael won't say, you know what, make the same mistake again. But why did they pick these five if there was many? These are ikarim. These are maybe main ones, and all the other things fit into the categories of these five. But either way, that's the hay in the ekavda. Pano el harbei v'hinei lam'at. And again, you've look to make a lot, and you've only made a little. Vavesim habayis v'nafachtibo, you brought it home, and it blew up, it wasn't good. Yan meh, num Hashem tzvakos. Why? Yan beis yasher u'charev, because I don't have a house. I'm trying to give you a message. Vatem ratzim ish lebeiso, you're going to your house. Al kein aleichem kalu shvayim ital, that's why there's no rain. On your land, on you specifically. V'yaretz kala yivula, the other lands around have rain. Get the message. It's all dry. Right, the grain, the oil, the wine, everything. Everything is dried out. Everything is plagued. What? You should get the message. I'm trying to tell you something. So what happens after Chagai gives them a pep talk? Vayishma Zerubbabel ben Shaltiel. Zerubbabel gets up. Yoshua ben Yotzadak HaKohen HaGadol. The two leaders, the leader, the political leader, and the religious leader. V'chol she'eris ha'am. V'chol Hashem Elokeihem. They all listened. V'yaldivrei Chagai Anavi asher shlacho Hashem Elokeihem. They listened to Chagai. V'yiru ha'am mipnei Hashem. So what they do? And therefore they started building, as we will see. V'yomer Chagai malach Hashem. V'malachus Hashem. La'am le'mar. Wow, that's a pasuk. Chagai, first of all, is called Malach Hashem. The Meshech Chachma notes in Parshas, what Parsha is this in? It's in Shmos, in Perek Yudalid, in Parshas Beshalach, on the pasuk by Kriyas, by the Yamsuf. Hashem says, Matitzak Eli, Tabo Bani Sovi Sol, go in. So the Mechilta says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Moshe Ein Lehem L'Yisrael El Elisa. What does that mean? Explains the Meshech Chachma. Up until now, Moshe always went first. Until Ki Yamsuf, Moshe went first, and everybody followed. Kitzon bebika achar aroe. But by the Yam, Hashem says to Moshe, no, you wait, let them go in first. Let them show in their Amunah, and b'schus that the Yam is going to split. Amnam bayam tziva kadosh baruch hu, l'moshe sheyisa acharei ha'am. V'hema be'amunasam bo yelchu b'toch ha'yam. And that's what it means. Vayisa malach Elokim aholich lefnei machane Yisrael v'ilch me'achareihem. Rashi says, I think that means like the Amud Eish, the Amud Adam went behind them. But the Meshech Chagai says no, it means Moshe. Moshe is called the Malach Hashem. Where do you see somebody, a human, a Navi is called the Malach Hashem? Right here, Chagai. Chagai is called the Malach Hashem. The Netziv also has an important comment. The Netziv in the Tshuva, in the Meshev Dover, Chelik Beis Simin Kufhei, discusses that Malach means messenger. And Malach, you could use A, when the Malach is involved in his Shlichus, or what if he's not? Then he's just existing, but he's not involved in the Shlichus right then. He's just walking around in the Shuk, so to speak. Says the Netziv, you know what you see from this pasuk? That even when he's not performing the Shlichus, he's still called the Malach. Because what does it say here? It says the Navi, Chagai, the Malach Hashem, said b'malachus Hashem, in the Shlichus of Hashem. Meaning he's Malach Hashem separately. But here, he's the Malach Hashem talking in the Shlichus of Hashem. La'am le'mar, ani etchem num Hashem. Hashem says, I'm with you. Go do it. Go build. Vayar Hashem es ruach Zerubbabel ben Shaltiel pachas Yehuda. Hashem awakened the ruach of Zerubbabel. Ves ruach Yeshua ben Yotzadik HaKohen HaGadol. Ves ruach kol sheiris ha'am. Vayavo vayasu malacha. They got up and started doing the malacha. Bebeis Hashem tzvakos Elokeihem. In the house of Hashem their God. The Rinetz Yitzchak says, what does it mean? In the house of Hashem? They were building the house of Hashem. Bibbeis, maybe that's an allusion to the machlokas of Moshe and Bezalel in Brachas Dafnun Hey. What do you build first? Moshe says the Kalim, and Bezalel says, no, no, no. Didn't Hashem say, first you have to build the Mishka, the outside. Once you have the outside, then you can put the Kalim inside. So maybe that's a remez here. Vayasu malacha bibbeis Hashem. They built Beis Hashem, and then they went inside to do the malacha. So the second Beis HaMikdash is on its way to be built. That is the first perek of Sefer Chagai. Next time at Hashem, we'll get to the second perek, only two prakim here, in this short but exciting Sefer.